and Mongolia on their way. Where are you, Brian?
We're about 200 kilometres west of Stockholm, Darren. We've finally crossed the Arctic Circle heading south. But let me tell you, it's still daylight. It's like at dusk at the moment, so we still haven't seen darkness for about a month now.
Is it affecting your mood or your health?
We tend to need to have a bit of a rest early in the night. We go to bed early and you're waking up at 3 or 4 in the morning and then snoozing for maybe 2 or 3 hours after that. It's taking us a fair bit of time to get used to it, but it doesn't seem to affect the locals, Jane. It just seems to... they get used to it, I suppose.
Isn't that the time that they all party on? You know, they drink their spirits and snaps and vodka and just have parties all night?
Yes, well, this weekend is, of course, Midsummer Weekend, which is a big celebration here. It's second only to Christmas, the locals have been telling us. Sweden have a holiday, in Australia we'll have a holiday at the drop of a hat. They will in Sweden too. But Norway, they don't have a holiday, so there's a bit of angst between the two about who gets a holiday and who doesn't for Midsummer Weekend, which is the 21st of June, I believe.
And you know, I love going to markets in these places. And have you been to any markets where you've seen some really wonderful Scandinavian berries, like little raspberries and wild strawberries and the little orange things they call cloud berries?
We've been in the back box a bit, but in the little towns, you see them, the beautiful berries, and you have them for breakfast. They're magnificent. The little wild berries. Mm-hmm. Fantastic, Jane. Fantastic.
Good stuff.
The Midsummer Weekend is all about celebration, family, dancing, and everyone puts flowers in their hair. And let me tell you, there's some very uncoordinated dads around a maypole dancing with flowers in their hair. It looks fantastic.
So it's not just if you're going to San Francisco.
No, Darren, no. But we sat and watched families dancing around the maypole, and they have an MC who announces and sings like polka type songs, and it's all about normal domestic chores, washing and cooking and those sorts of things, and you can pick it up just by watching them.
Yeah.
So have you got flowers in your hair, Brian?
Oh, he hasn't got hair.
Well, you know, it was that windy up at Nordkap, Jane, but the wind blew my hair off.
You've got a deciduous head. Now, we were talking about kangaroos being road hazards and, you know, especially on bikes, motorbikes like yourself. You don't have that worry over there, but there's other issues, isn't there?
Oh, I tell you, Santa's got plenty of reindeer to choose from. They are everywhere.
Wow.
And, you know, if you have a look at our Facebook page, Shirley took some video of reindeer trotting down a major highway, about 10 of them in front of us. We had to really slow down. And then we were in the back box on a dirt road, and reindeer just jump out of the bush and run in front of you. So you've really got to be careful.
Yeah.
But they're everywhere.
And plenty of Saabs where you are?
Saabs and Volvos.
The
Swedish Commodore, everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. But the roads aren't too bad. But like, we've been doing quite a few of the dirt roads. And, of course, they do a lot of rallies over here, Darren.
Yeah.
And the roads are very good. But the scenery is just fantastic. You go through the forest and all of a sudden it'll open up and there'll be a lake with little fishing huts everywhere.
Yeah,
all painted red and white, and mainly red with white trim. And it's just so picture perfect. It's fantastic.
And where to?
In some of these little cabins, you know, right on the lakes.
Oh, lovely.
Great.
Where to this week? Yeah.
Well, we hope to cross over into southern Finland.
Yeah.
We have to treat the bike to a little bit of TLC before we tackle the wilds of Russia.
Yeah.
And for a new set of tyres, needs a new set of boots at the moment.
Okay.
So we'll do that and take in a bit of Stockholm and a bit of Finland and Helsinki, I think, before we hit Russia.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, the weather's on your side. Plenty of daylight to deal with, as we have the shortest day over here, as you'd be aware. And we'll find out where your location is next week, Brian.
Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Jane.
Good on you, Brian.
Take care. To Vicky, good morning.
Morning, Darren. Good morning, Jane.
Morning to you, Vicky.
An email yesterday, Darren, with a picture in it.
Yeah.
For Jane to see if she could help me identify.
Oh, tell me about it, what he's looking.
Yeah. It was the citrus bush that we saw up at the Kyneton Museum.
Yeah.